good. The value of identity is that so often with it comes purpose. Richard R. Grant. At home, Ryan's concentration is broken by Wilfred's heavy-pored typing.
What are you doing?
I'm writing my will. After I'm gone, I don't want you and Bear fighting over my shit. Or any of my other stuff.
Planning on going somewhere?
We all go sometime, mate. How's it coming?
Well, let's see. They're saying Jenna violated her contract by fondling her breasts on a live newscast while wrecked out of her mind on drugs. What they don't realize is nothing. They realize everything.
But she didn't know she ate candy with pot in it. She still doesn't. Ignorance is 9/10 of the law.
That's possession.
She wasn't charged with possession, Ryan. I thought you were a good lawyer. How did you win all those cases at your father's firm?
I cheated.
Wilfred pours himself an alcoholic drink into a mug.
Go on.
I prepared two files. One with a solid legal strategy. And if that didn't work, I'd go to my black file. It was filled with whatever dark secrets I could find and use against the opposition.
Great. So where's the black file for this case?
There isn't going to be one. I did terrible things, Wilfred. I messed with people's lives. I'm not going there again.
Don't be a pussy. This is your chance to get Jenna.
She's engaged.
No, she's thinking about it. That's like worse than a no.
So you're saying if I save Jenna's job, she'll dump Drew for me?
Ryan, you've seen what I'm capable of. You do whatever it takes to win, just this once, and I'll do whatever it takes to get you, Jenna.
There is no just this once. You do one bad thing, and it leads to another, and before you know it, you forget who you really are. It's a slippery slope.
It's only slippery if you don't have someone to hold on to.
Why are you here?
Excuse me?
I always figured you were looking out for me, but now you want me to do something I know is bad for me.
You're tired. Why don't you call it a night?
I need some answers, Wilfred. I can't keep ignoring the fact that none of this makes any sense.
Can we take the emotion out of this, please? Can we just be two adults having a conversation?
What are you? Who are you? Why are you?
I can't tell you.
Why not?
They're listening.
What?
Who?
Looking round the room anxiously, Wilfred covers Ryan's mouth, then turns the stereo on. He gestures for Ryan to come closer.
Are you sure you want to know?
This is a joke.
It's not. Ryan, remember the night before we met, the pills you took?
Yes.
They worked, mate. I'm sorry, Ryan. They worked. You must have noticed things here are different. Shit's a little off, right?
Why?
No. You're somewhere in between. Your future depends on the outcome of that settlement meeting tomorrow. If Jenna gets her job back, well, you get to move on.
Ryan looks thoughtful.
So none of this is really happening?
Everything on the island is real. The rest is an illusion.
What island?
Forget that last bit.
Wilfred!
Shh! Smoke monster!
I've seen Lost, Wilfred.
What did you think of the ending?
Well, why can't I get a straight answer out of you?
Come on, Ryan! These are big existential questions, best left for boring Russian novelists and teenagers on acid. Real people don't think about this shit. Just find a way to save our girl. Then she'll be yours. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm gonna summon up my own smoke monster.
He sits and sparks up a bong. In a waiting room, Drew and Jenna sit pensively, then he takes her hand and she smiles at him. As Ryan watches them, Wilfred tries to take his hand. Next, Ryan's with two men.
And when your station's traffic reporter, Inez Delgado, had an on-air nip slip, all she got was a slap on the wrist.
And 600,000 hits on YouTube. So what?
He's alleging reverse discrimination. Trendy.
If that's all you've got, then I'll take my chances in court.
Mr. St. Cloud, please. You know how much pressure there is for on-air talent. You were a meteorologist.
I was a weatherman, son. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go to a charity walkathon and hug some clefties.
I'm a little disappointed, Newman. Some of the guys at my firm actually warned me about you.
Apparently, you used to...
Ryan discovers confidential court orders naming St. Cloud.
What was it, the anthropologist or some shit like that?
The archaeologist.
Well, maybe you'd have better luck in that line of work.
As Ryan stands up to leave, he turns and locks eyes briefly with Jenna.
Look, I know a local TV personality like Mr. St. Cloud has a full schedule of public appearances, but for his own good, I think he should reconsider. Please.
The lawyer lays eyes on the court orders.
Full reinstatement.
Jenna gets up and throws her arms around Drew, then turns to Ryan.
Thank you.
I don't even want to know how you got those documents.
No, you do not.
Ryan grabs Wilfred's lit cigarette.
You said you'd deliver Jenna if I won.
You took that seriously? Dude, Jenna's not a meat lover's pizza I can have delivered in 30 minutes or less. Hey, you know what sounds good right now? Chinese.
So you lied?
I did not lie. I Wilfred lied.
You manipulated me?
No. I Wilfred manipulated you. Hey, don't be mad, mate.
Why would I be mad? You taught me a valuable lesson today. If I really want something, I have to do whatever it takes. And I want Jenna.
Ryan, I think you might be slipping down that slope we talked about.
He holds out a paw.
I don't need your help. Just stay out of my way.
Ryan, wait. I was wrong. I do want pizza. Ryan!
At Ryan's.
Brought a little champagne for the victory brunch, bro.
I can't thank you enough.
Well, you officially just did. No more thank yous, please. Come on in. Hors d'oeuvres on the porch.
Rude.
You weren't invited.
Yeah, I'm sure that was just an oversight.
It wasn't.
Look, I know we ended things on a sour note yesterday, and we never did get that pizza, but I was just trying to make a point. All that underhanded Machiavellian shit, that's just not you.
That's not what you were saying at the settlement meeting.
That was a one-time thing. You don't want to win Jenna's heart that way. Hey, what the hell are they doing here?
Well, it's my celebration. Why wouldn't I invite my family?
Hang on. You smell funny. You smell like conniving.
I don't know what you're talking about. Mr. Patel, I'm so glad you could make it. Now the party can begin.
Just show me to the booze, Crackerjack.
Out in the garden.
I'm just so happy to share this special day with you. And Drew, and your family, and Mr. Patel. To Ryan.
Ryan.
Who's Ryan?
I don't know what you're up to, Ryan. But I got my nose and ears on you. And my eyes, too, I guess. But frankly, my vision's pretty shitty.
Hey, I just want to say I'm really proud of you. I always knew you were an amazing lawyer, but you really...
Kristen, did I introduce you to my neighbor yet?
Yeah. Like three times.
Mr. Patel was a nuclear engineer in,
India.
Really?
You know, my wife's thinking about traveling to India. She wants to deliver babies with Arturo. Sorry, Dr. Ramos.
Leo?
Oh, God, that's right. I didn't even think about that.
I mean, I'd be curious to find out what Mr. Patel thinks of his homeland. Would you describe it as clean?
Allow me to answer your question with a question. You like garbage everywhere?
Yes.
You like puddles of diarrhea in the street?
Duh.
You like seeing dead, decaying animals wherever you go?
Holy shit, is this India place real?
You're an asshole, Leo.
Let me get us some more wine.
Very clever, Ryan.
Figured out my plan, did you?
No. If you think I'm just gonna stand by and watch you... Bubbles! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Jenna moves closer to Ryan.
I owe my career to you, but I still don't understand why I freaked out. Are you okay?
Yeah. I just don't get how two people end up like this. I mean, when they got engaged, they were so in love. I guess you just never know. Sorry. I didn't mean to burden you.
No, not at all. It's just 31, sad. 32,
33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40,
40! Woohoo!
All right, as I was saying, you can't treat these people like bloody pieces in some twisted game of chess. Don't even think about it. Ryan, I swear to God, if you blow one more, bubbles! Woo! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Drew's in the kitchen.
I'll just leave them in the sink.
Hey, now you're talking.
Ryan hands him a beer.
Hmm. By the way, congratulations. Duh. You're getting married, bro.
Yeah, well, she hasn't exactly said yes yet. I'm still giving her some time to think about it.
Oh. That's rough. With the...
What?
The new news? And Jenna's gonna be a celebrity. If I were you, I would do everything I could to seal the deal before the cameras start rolling again. But that's just me.
Drew takes a last swig of beer, nods, then heads outside, leaving Ryan looking smug. Wilfred steps in behind him.
Looking for this?
Wilfred empties the bubble bottle.
So you're using Mr. Patel to drive a wedge between your sister and her husband so you can dangle their failed marriage before Jenna's eyes. It's an evil game you're playing. Don't get me wrong, it's brilliant. But you're on that slippery slope, Ryan. And any minute...
Bubbles!
God damn you, Ryan.
A bubble machine.
Are you going to move out here? Do you expect me to move back to Wisconsin?
We can figure all of that out later. But I can't keep waiting around like this. Jenny, you need to tell me now, yes or no. Now!
Okay, no.
Ooh, ouch.
Dodging a bullet there, pal.
You're disgusting. I'm waiting in the car.
No, I'm waiting in the car.
The evade said 1 to 5. I've got 2 more hours. I am not leaving.
Fuck, yes. Hope you're proud of yourself, Ryan. I'm gonna be up all night licking Jenna's tears. You know what all that sodium's gonna do to my blood pressure?
This is nothing compared to some of the shit you've pulled.
Yeah, but you're not me. You're a good person. And you're a person. You're turning into a guy I don't even recognize. Christ, you take all the fun out of bubbles.
Jenna and Ryan are sitting in a waiting room.
All you have to do is sign the settlement, and it's back to the anchor desk. I know things have been difficult, but I just want you to know I'm here for you.
You always are, aren't you?
Hey, what do you say we go to dinner? We don't have to talk about work or Drew. It'll just be the two of us, having a good time.
I'd love that.
He squeezes her hand. In the conference room.
Wait, we never discussed a drug test.
The insurance company requires it.
You got a problem with that?
Never taken a drug in my life.
Back at home.
Wilfred!
Ryan tries the door to the cellar, but it's stuck. He yanks it open and joins Wilfred downstairs.
Don't mind me. I'm just finishing up my will, then I'm gone. Now you'll know what to do if anything happens to me. Goodbye, Ryan.
Jenna's in trouble.
What's happened?
The station's sending over an insurance rep tomorrow to give her a drug test, which means...
We have to disembowel the insurance rep.
What? No, we need clean pee.
You didn't let me finish, Ryan. We need to disembowel the insurance representative.
Sorry about yesterday. Leo and I are going through a pretty rough patch.
Don't sweat it. More coffee?
No, I'm good. Anyway, I've decided not to go to India.
Wow, I'm sure that's for the best.
I think so, too. I have to stay here so we can work things out, you know. I really do love him. It's just, Arturo and I had an affair. It was months ago. It was just one time.
Does Leo know?
No. It would kill him.
Ryan! Ryan! Ryan!
A box of tissues.
Finish your coffee.
The insurance rep arrived early. Do you have Kristen's piss?
I haven't been able to ask her yet. You need to stall.
As we speak, Jenna is squeezing out the last golden droplets of her once promising career.
Okay, don't let that rep leave until I can make the switch. You think you can handle that?
God, it's such a relief to tell someone about Arturo.
I need urine.
What?
I need you to pee in this cup now.
It's not how I expected this conversation to go.
I've got a client facing a drug test, and she's not gonna pass if I don't get her some clean pee.
What, you're serious? Ryan, this is the same kind of thing that nearly got you disbarred.
I know, but it's just this once.
It's fraud, Ryan. I won't do it.
If you don't, I'll tell Leo about you and Dr. Ramos.
Who are you?
I'm sorry, but I'm desperate. Call Leo.
They watch Ryan's phone ring.
Please.
Hello.
Outside.
4 years of college and now you're a piss collector? I bet your parents are real proud.
Wilfred! Sorry, I don't know what's gotten into him. Wilfred, come!
I'm gonna lose Jenna, and it's all your fault. What the hell good are you? You're the one who told me to do whatever it takes. Well, damn it, do whatever it takes, now!
You're right. I'm so sorry, Roy.
Wilfred! Wilfred! Wilfred!
Ryan swaps the pee.
I'm gonna go get my keys.
It worked. You can get up now. Wilfred?
Wilfred!
He spread-eagled in front of the rep's car. At the vet's, Jenna gets off the phone.
There's still no word from the doctor.
That was the insurance rep. She said I passed the drug test.
That's great. Congratulations. I guess we'll have to wait to celebrate.
She also said I'm pregnant.
Oh my God. Look, Jenna.
No, this is good news. I should call Drew. I guess I'm getting married after all.
Jenna, wait. Kristen, listen, I have
to... You've got nothing to hold over my head anymore. I just told Leo about my affair, and he left me. So I'm going to India. And by the way, you're dead to me.
Good news. He's gonna be okay.
Ryan tentatively steps into Wilfred's room.
How you doing, buddy? I don't know if you can hear me, but I've ruined everything. You tried to warn me, and I wouldn't listen. I forgot who I was.
Wilfred's arm and leg are in traction. Ryan takes his other paw.
I know why you're here now. Stop me from slipping down that slope. Please, Wilfred. I need you to pull me back up. I need your help.
Wilfred blinks his eyes as he wakes, then slowly lifts his head from the pillow. He gazes blankly at Ryan.
Who are you? Wilfred, it's me.
Help. There's a stranger in my room. Yes!
Wilfred, I don't know what to do.
Yes!
Tell me what to do.
You're upsetting
the dog.
You need to leave.
I don't know you!
Tell me what to
do! Get out!
What are you doing?
I'm writing my will.
Now you'll know what to do if anything happens to me.
Ryan races back to his house and up to the cellar door. It sticks again, and when he eventually gets it open, it reveals nothing more than a clothes cupboard. Ryan's confused and takes a step backwards. A solitary tennis ball bounces out of the cupboard and rolls to Ryan's feet. Frowning, he picks it up.
Well, sadly, that was the last in the series of Wilfred, but turn that frown upside down, because next Tuesday at 10:30, we've the brand new series of Him and Her. That's enough to get your tails wagging.